Edwards, the coffee with the extra flavor left, brings you Night Editor. Once again, the presses roll to bring us another yarn from the newsroom as Hal Burdick, your night editor, tells us a tensely human story of a woman's love and a dreaded climax it brought her. His story titled, Care of Postmistress Clara.
She wanted to run, but she knew there was no place far enough to escape what awaited her within the next few minutes. Tom Harger was home from prison. After 15 years, the truth was to come out. He was to learn what this woman he trusted had done to him through those years, the shambles she'd made of whatever hope was left him. And when he knew, his hatred would set the terms of the accounting.
Friends, that opening roar of the presses sort of typifies, you might say, the general acclaim Edwards Coffee is winning from coast to coast because of its delicious extra flavor lift. Yes, Edwards is the kind of coffee that really satisfies, makes you really want a second cup. You see, Edwards Coffee is extra rich coffee, blended and roasted under Mr. Dwight Edwards' own personal supervision, the expert custom way to bring you all the rich, natural coffee flavor of Edwards' exclusive blend. And to keep that delicious flavor and aroma absolutely fresh, every pound is ground immediately after roasting, then vacuum-packed to seal in all the pure, rich coffee goodness. Yes, friends, if you're particular about coffee, if you like really good coffee, by all means try Edwards Coffee. It's truly grand. Edwards Coffee is featured at all Safeway stores. Well, it's late at night and the newsroom tension is quieting. In a few minutes, the final edition will be on its way to the presses and all the staff except the late watch crew will be going home. Bobby puts the cover on his typewriter, closes his desk, and strolls over to Hal's office in the corner.
It's getting to be that time of night, Hal.
Yep. As soon as the run starts, we can call it a day, Bobby.
And what a day. Do you realize we didn't even get out for coffee tonight?
I do, which is tough on a couple of men who like their mid-evening cup. By the way, as we leave the building, don't let me forget to mail that letter to my young nephew.
Okay. Where is he now, Hal?
Oh, I don't know. Out in the Pacific somewhere with the Navy.
Address, care of Fleet Post Office, San Francisco.
Yeah, that's it, Bobby. You know, I never write that direction, which has become so common to all of us, that I don't recall another care of address that once was the basis of an intensely human story. I was remembering it tonight.
What was that, Chief?
Well, I call it care of Postmistress Clara.
Huh? Care of Postmistress Clara? Who's she?
Oh, very sweet, gentle person who was postmistress in the foothill town of Glen Oaks for many years.
But I don't get it. Did people address letters to the folks in town in care of her?
Well, while we're waiting, I'll tell you the story, Bobby. A story few people know. A story that came to its climax one summer afternoon a number of years ago. The afternoon Tom Harger came back to Glen Oaks from 15 years in prison. Came back to the accounting that she knew must be made. Standing back of the honeycomb of mailboxes in the front corner of her little dry goods and notion shop, she saw him across Main Street talking with Dr. Boland. For an instant, she couldn't believe it. His sentence was for life with no chance of parole. Yet, there he was. She pulled back from the window, pressing her trembling body against the wall for support. Not even time to think, to decide. Tom Harger was back. After 15 years, the truth was to come out. He was to learn what this woman he'd trusted had done to him through the years. The shambles she'd made of whatever hope was left to him. And when he knew, his hatred would set the terms of the accounting. In the little living room back of the store and post office, she awaited his coming while the years stood in judgment around her. The people of Glen Oaks had liked Tom Harger from the day he first came there 18 years before and found a place in Stanton's hardware store. They accepted him for what he was without prying into what might have gone before, and he in turn quickly justified their friendship, taking a willing part in community affairs, the church, the modest social life of the village. And it was no surprise when his attention centered on Leela Stanton, though there were some who said her father's money and position had made her a little too flighty for a steady, earnest fellow like Tom, and he might have done better to look twice at Clara. Whatever she may have thought, she kept within the secret boundaries of her own heart, and to the world was only glad for Tom and Leela. After all, she was only Postmistress Clara, and probably would be known as the town spinster someday. Then it happened, and the suddenness of it stunned the town of Glen Oaks. Two strangers had arrived one morning, and with a shock of lightning from a clear sky, the news flashed through the village. Tom Harger wasn't the fine, upstanding young man they believed. He was an escaped convict from a Midwestern prison, mixed up in a gang robbery and killing. They were there to take him back. When Clara heard it, she wanted to hurry to his side. She wanted to unlock those secret places of her heart, tell him she believed in him, she'd stand by him. But she couldn't. Only one woman had the right to do that. Leela Stanton. But Tom had come to her, and there in the little living room, alone. I'm going to ask a favor of you, Clara. Oh, if there's anything I can do, Tom, I shan't even try to see Leela. Her father wouldn't permit it, even if she was willing. She wanted to put her arms around him, cradle his head against her shoulder, let her love for him bring hope back to his haggard face. But she could only sit there, waiting for him to go on. I don't expect anyone to believe in me, unless it's you, Clara. Believe that my real guilt was only that of a dumb kid who didn't know what he was doing when he drove a getaway car. It was no excuse, but when I was sent up with the others, I thought it wasn't fair. And when the chance to escape came, I took it. I thought I could build my life all over again. This proves I've been wrong a second time. This trip I go back for no one knows how long. Beyond the door, one of the officers called impatiently. Clara, someday after I get back there, maybe I'll write to her. Tell her the truth. Let her judge for herself whether she wants to wait for me. I can't send it to her. Her father would tear it up. But maybe I could send it to you and you could see that she got it. We could fix up some code that would tell you, some words on the envelope. Of course, I see all the mail first, Tom. Just address it in my care. I'll know. Yeah, that's it. I'll address it care of Postmistress Clara. Nothing else, not even her name. There'll be no chance of anything going wrong. 6 months went by before the first letter came. In the mound of letters, newspapers, packages that poured from the sack onto the sorting table, it seemed to call out to her. No name on it, just care of Postmistress Clara, Glen Oaks. The white hands that picked it up burned under the touch of it. His first letter to be delivered secretly. And only that morning, Leela had stood in the little shop saying, I want you to be one of the first to know, Clara. I'm going to marry Laurie Kendry next month. Laurie? But Tom? Oh, please don't mention him. I'm trying to forget that unfortunate part of my life. That night, she sat alone, the unopened letter on the table before her. Care of Postmistress Clara. Tom Harger putting his heart, his will to live, in her hands. It couldn't be delivered after what Leela had said. Yet, what was she to do? Write him? Tell him what had happened? She, who always would love him, be the one to quench the tiny flame of hope that could make the long years ahead of him bearable? She didn't try to excuse or explain it to herself. But with the coming of dawn, she put the unopened letter in an old trunk and then sat down to write a reply. To write tender words of belief in him, of courage to face the years, of willingness to wait. And when she came to the end, she wrote, I love you, and signed it, Leela. Tiny voices within her cried out a warning against the falsehood of the signature. But the louder voice of her love silenced them. It was for him, the one thing that might even keep him alive. She would take whatever reckoning her deception might store up for her. And now, after 15 years, the hour of that reckoning was here. In the trunk, the pile of letters, care of Postmistress Clara, had grown with the passing of those years. Each one unopened, but each one answered over the signature of Leela. From the first blind, desperate beginning so long ago, the web of her deception, born of her love for him, had grown until now it had the power to destroy her. Attorney Maxwell, Dr. Bolin, they'd said his escape in the long ago had taken away all hope of parole when he was taken back. But they were wrong. Tom Harger had returned, and accounting was to be made. She heard the door to the shop open and close. Then he was standing in the open door to the living room. Then coming toward her, hands outstretched, face glowing. Well, Clara! She wondered at the strength that brought her to her feet. Tom? Well, the bad penny has turned up again. You're looking very well. For a man who spent 15 years in prison. His laughter was gay, carefree. His voice had the eagerness of the youth they once had known together. She let him do the talking, her mind too dulled by what she so soon must reveal to him to do more than mumble answers. Then, you know why I came back, of course, Clara. Of course. The letters. Oh, I don't know what I'd have done if it hadn't been for them. If I hadn't known someone was waiting for me. Given up, I guess. I wanted to see you first thing and tell you what it meant to me. Even before... He let the sentence go unfinished, but she knew what he was thinking. Even before he went to Leela. Leela, who wasn't there waiting for him, who never had been. Saying thank you for what you did doesn't express it, Clara. I guess... Tom? Yes? Tom, your letters to her. They're all in the trunk there, unopened. She never saw them. She was planning her marriage before the first came. And the answers, I wrote them. All those years you were in prison, I let you believe she was waiting for you. I knew what it meant to you. I knew it was the one thing that would make you want to live. You've come home to nothing but the deception I built for you. And if you kill me for it, it's no more than I deserve. She sank into the chair, sobbing. Above her, his voice was hoarse with emotion. Did it mean so much to you that I should want to live? Her whispered, yes, was a faint echo of her agony. His fingers sunk into her shoulders harshly as he lifted her to her feet again, swinging her around to face him. Then she heard his voice saying, don't you suppose I knew, almost from the start, who sent those letters, who wrote the words I love you at the end of each, no matter what name was signed to them? You knew? From the day Doc Bolin sent me the announcement of Leela's wedding. I knew, and it made me want to live for the day of my return. Tom! Her eyes were open now, searching his face frantically, then closing again as his lips brushed her cheek and she heard him saying, for 15 years, my happiness has been in care of Postmistress Clara. I'd like to keep it there, if you don't mind.
Friends, did you know that roasting coffee not only turns the coffee golden brown, but actually develops richness of flavor, actually adds to it? I mention this because it sort of typifies the way Edwards coffee is blended and roasted to give you an extra flavor lift. Yes, something extra goes into Edwards coffee to make it extra good. And that's the care, the knowledge of fine coffees, the patient coffee know-how learned over many, many years. Each pound of Edwards coffee is blended and roasted under Mr. Dwight Edwards' own personal formula. Blended by flavor, not by weight, from the choicest Central and South American coffee beans. Each pound is roasted by the modern heated air thermalo process, which brings out the full, delicious, natural flavor. Then immediately ground and vacuum packed. Your guarantee of perfect freshness. Yes, it's wonderful coffee. Try a pound and see. If you don't thoroughly enjoy Edwards' extra flavor lift, your money refunded. Edwards coffee is featured at all Safeway stores. And now, Hal has a word for us about next week's yarn from the newsroom.
Well, it's a humor story about old Justice of the Peace Obadiah Trent of Terryville. Judge Obie, who used a long-forgotten law to save a girl's home from being taken away from her. It's titled, The Law's Delay. And I think it'll bring you some smiles when I tell it in the newsroom next week. Good night.
Be sure to join us next week at this same time when the roar of the presses brings us Hal Burdick, our night editor, in another of his famous yarns. This is Bill Baldwin saying good night for Edwards Coffee.
This is the National Broadcasting Company.